Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Monday, October 28th. More of the same here as corn and wheat continued their steady grind lower of the past couple of weeks. Soybeans, however, able to just barely hang above Friday's lows by less than a penny, put in a very modest gain. So we had December corn finished down 2¾ cents at 384. It's the fourth close now in a row below that 20-day moving average. That average coming in today at about 389¾. Next support we're looking at is the October 10th low around 378¼, and then the 50-day moving average, which comes in at 377. So absent any fresh bullish news, these markets just seem to be drifting lower. We peaked out in Chicago, or rather in the corn, just above $4, failed at that 200-day moving average, so that kind of stemmed the short covering rally there and actually gave the bears maybe a bit more confidence in renewing some of their selling underneath that 200-day. Harvest expected to be 47% complete this afternoon versus 37% last week and 62% on average. Inspections weak again this morning, again kind of the same old story. Demand looks pretty spotty here, 380,000 tons versus 580,000 last week, and both of those numbers pale in comparison to last year's 740,000 tons. So really not a whole lot of reason here for the funds short about 76,000 contracts to be worried in the short term. Markets looking ahead to next Friday's updated WASDE report to see if we get any fresh bullish news there. In the wheat, December, Chicago finished down 6, 511 and 3 quarters. We're just 4 cents above the 20-day moving average there at 507 and 3 quarters. Funds still long about 10 to 12,000 contracts in Chicago. Kansas City, December, down 5 and 3 quarter cents at 417. Settled right on that 20-day moving average at 417. Funds short about 26,000 contracts in KC wheat. And Minneapolis, December, finished down 9 cents, 527 and 3 quarters, about 30 cents off the recent highs. Inspections in the wheat today came in weaker than last week, 523,000 versus 580,000, but above last year's 394. And first winter wheat conditions expected out today, 54 to 55% good to excellent is the average guess. And the beans hanging on to a slight positive here. November finished up a half cent, 920¾. January up a penny, 935½. Both able to avoid taking out Friday's lows by less than a penny. The high in both those markets today, right about at those 20-day moving averages, which we then closed below for the second day in a row. So a little bit of weakness there. USDA did announce a sale this morning, 135,000 tons of meal to the Philippines, and we've got the funds still long, about 70,000 contracts on Friday's commitment to traders report, but on that break we did see a drop in open interest of over 20,000 contracts, so we'll have to keep an eye on what the funds are doing there. As we get below some of these averages, we'll see what kind of appetite they have for hanging on to this recent long position. Supporting the beans, news on the trade front that the talks between U.S. and China appear to be making a slow incremental progress, looking towards a signature ceremony in Chile on November 17th, and also some positive news coming out of Washington that the Democrats want to move ahead with the USMCA, get that signed by the end of the year. We've got on the weather front some rain moving over the eastern Corn Belt this week and then some snow across the western and northwest Midwest. Then there's a break after that. Maybe they can start making up on these harvest times, which are running pretty well behind. This afternoon, they're looking for bean harvest to be about 65% complete. That's versus 46% last week and 78% on average. And inspections in the beans were good. 1.57 million metric tons versus 1.33 last week and 1.35 last year. Outside markets, dollar a little weaker, down 8 ticks at 97.52. Crude oil down 74 cents a barrel, 55.92. We've got the Dow Jones up about 145 points, still over 200 points away from the all-time highs. But the S&P 500 there did take out the all-time highs today, trading about 18 handles higher on the day. So pretty strong there in the broader market. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.